May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of Holy Spirit. Let us read together this key verse here in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It's also printed in the bulletin. Let's read Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And when we are thinking about take the Lunar New Moon, we will always have a well wishing to one another. And so I've received so many New Year wishes from my friends, both names and more. And so we always have some beautiful wishes from our friends. And now the title of this message from our pastor is A New Year's Wish. And this message will be delivered by our pastor. And so we invite our pastor to come and share the message. Wishing you a lunar new year. And this morning I'd like to send you my wish of a new year based on Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a little girl following mom to the supermarket at the council register. So the owner of the supermarket showed the basket and asked the kid, but he asked him, do you want some candy? Yes, he said, I need more candy. Oh, the boy said, this girl is very good. She likes him, but she doesn't want it. So he took this hand and put a bunch of candy into the pocket of his mother. Afterwards, the mother asked the girl, why didn't you get some candy at the very beginning? The girl said, I think that this hand is bigger than mine. In combination, I thought that maybe we wish, just like what we, this little girl, to win, but not by our scheming. So my wish for you, based on Romans chapter 15, to wish you the joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. There are 3 points I want to learn together with you. That is full of joy, but full of peace is a wish for you, and then wish you full of hope. To wish you a joy, in 1992, there's a survey, 75 to 90% of all the sickness comes from the state of being sad. And sadness is a problem in society. In Jewish proverb, there's something that says, what's so to the body, laughter is to the soul. And Mark Twain also said, laughter is the greatest weapon that we humans possess, and is one of the we use least. Abraham Lincoln also said, if we do not laugh, we will die. And an unknown author said, love makes the world go round, but laughter keep us from getting dizzy. The happiness in this world is based on the condition outside of us. So whatever is coming to us is from the outside. But the joy of the Christian comes from inside. The joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And Paul also in Philippians, he encouraged the church to rejoice always in the Lord. The congregation, when Paul wrote this letter, you know where he was? In prison. Paul was in prison when he wrote the letter to the Philippians. How could someone like that encourage to do it? Because Paul experienced joy from inside, so he encouraged them. He encouraged the people in Philippians to do it. I have a new friend. This is one of the best friends, but there is some misunderstanding in our relationship has to be broken up. And yesterday, I said, I do not need your help, Pastor. When our relationship is broken, it makes us really bitter. And last night, I wasn't asleep. I was asking this morning, how do I say a wish to the Lord? How I wish somebody well when our heart sank low? How could we wish somebody our peace when we don't have peace? How do we wish some other with hope when our heart is hopeless? I felt this the thing around, and this is the most fear of my life is my husband. And I thought about singing about a song written by a very famous Vietnamese musician that the heart of man is like a withered reed, and it describes death of a heart when the two lovers broken up. So the leaf before was green, and the green is soft, and when it become withered, it become yellow and crunchy. And so when we see the leaf that is green, it's very soft, flexible, but when it dies, it become yellow. It becomes crunchy and can be broken up easily. And when the green leaf has a fragrance, but when it dies, it has a pungent smell. And I thought, and so I was thinking maybe this is the last sermon. So when I was lying in bed, I remember a German theologian. It's Reinhold Niebuhr. He said, "Dear God, may you have peace to accept something I cannot control. May I have the boldness to change what I can. And may I have the wisdom to distinguish between the two." And I pray the home to have the peace to control what I can. And so I remember that we have learned during Christmas time in John 15:11. He said, "Become the branch of the vine." Amen. And Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that your joy in me may be complete." And when I think that, I reduce that. If somebody is bitter against us, and that bitterness is only involved two, that person and myself. But if we have bitterness, it has to do with three entities: you, that person, me, and God. So, if somebody is bitterness, we can forgive. But when we became bitter, it's very hard to forgive ourselves. If somebody hates us, God is with us. But when we hate others and bitter with others, it seems like God has left us. So last night I couldn't sleep because of this. There's a story of a Jewish. There are 9 people in the family. And in the narrow room, he couldn't find comfort. So he came to a rabbi and he asked, "What should he do?" And the rabbi said, "I would try to help you. You go home, bring a lamb inside your room with the 9 people." So he listened to the rabbi and took a good and even more uncomfortable with many people. And afterwards, the rabbi said, well, you have shown me something that is very not really good. And rabbi, why don't you do it one more time? And so afterward, this Jewish continued to, with 9 people in the room and one goat alongside. And so after that, I could not stand this. 9 people would have gone. But now, the rabbi said, go home and take the goat out of the room. And afterward, he felt comfortable now with 9 people without the room. When we know that the difficult situation can be relieved just by our attitude. However, God does not change our situation, but He's changing our mind. But this morning, I continue to wish a full of joy. When we put up the word, God said, God of hope, fill you with joy and peace as you trust in Him. And the second point I want to wish you is that wish for you have peace. Peace is human necessary when Adam sinned before the Lord. And he lost the peace with God when he entered into sin. There is a study conducted by Personal Journal. It was discovered that of 3,600 years of recorded history, there have been only 286 years of peace. Even though during this time, an excess of 8,000 peace treaties were made between countries, but it was broken as well. There is no peace in this world of unpeacefulness. As a Christian, Dr. carried out an interesting survey recently involving his patient. As they waited in the waiting room, they were asked to fill out a little survey on themselves. And one of the questions asked was, what is your number one wish? On analyzing the answer, the doctor found that the number one wish of 67% of his patients was to have peace of mind. 67% wanted to have peace of mind. Isn't that interesting? Peace is a need. And Paul has wished people in Roma, and peace as you trust in Him. Peace is a wish that the attribute that we have been when the Lord came to this planet, we are announced by the angel, peace on earth. And when Jesus ascended, I give you peace. It's not like the world gives. The communication peace from the Lord is different than the world peace of the world. Because peace from the world comes from the situation, but the peace of the Lord comes from the heart. It is the fruit of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. There's a safari hunter, and he was startled by the loud screeching of a bird. When he caught sight of the bird, it was darting back and forth around its nest. He was perplexed by all the racket, until he noticed a huge snake moving up the tree. The hunter could have easily aided the bird with one shot from his gun, but he was captivated by the drama before him. As the snake slithered up the tree, the bird became silent and flew from the nest. It now seemed as though the snake would die without resistance. But before the reptile could reach the nest, the mother bird returned with a leaf in her beak. She carefully placed the leaf over her baby and flew to another tree. The snake raised its head to strike, but then hesitated. It froze as if it had met a foe. Slowly, it recoiled from the nest and moved its way down the tree. The puzzle hunter related the event to native Africans when he returned to the camp. They laughed with enthusiasm as they explained this unlikely flickering of birds. The leaf that the mother bird used to cover with her nest was poisonous to the snake. What looked like nothing more than a leaf was, in fact, a life-saving shield. So the bird knew about the poisonous leaf that could defend the babies. The congregation faith of the Christian is just like the leaf. But the word of God reminded us that it is the shield to cover us from the enemy. So we use the shield of faith with the trust of what the Lord promised, that we can keep our peace. We even become Satan. Satan can try to sow steal the peaceful. And in this new year, I hope to wish you peace when you have faith and trust in the Lord. As a third point, I'd like to wish you here full of hope. Jesus has become man, but he was only God. During his ministry, he was world in wisdom and his words, and he is pleasing God and pleasing to others. Jesus said, "This is my beloved Son, in him I am well pleased." The congregation, the light of Jesus has spread 30 years, and he was a son of Joseph. After 3 years of ministry to serve the Lord, to preach the good news to everyone. And the end, he has to pay free suffering from 6 hour to the 9 hour on the cross. On the cross, he was buried for 3 days. Before the resolution. The Hebrew chapter 12 verse 2 tells us to see how our faith can be put to Jesus, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. How could Jesus make his life suffer like that? Because the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is pleasing to suffer for us because he has put his hope in God. There's a beggar stopped a lawyer on the street in a large city and asked him for some coin. Taking a long hard look into the man's unshaven face, the attorney asked, "Don't I know you from somewhere?" "You should," came the reply. "I'm your former classmate, remember? Second floor, Old Oxford High School." "Oh, why, Sam, of course I know you." Without further question, the lawyer wrote a check for $1,000. "Here, take this and get a new start. I don't care what happened in the past. It's the future that counts." And with that, he hurried on, left the bag behind. Tears welled up in the man's eyes. He walked to the bank nearby. Stopping at the door, he saw through the glass well-dressed tellers and the spotlessly clean interior. Then he looked at his filthy rags. He thought, "They won't take this from me. They'll swear that I forged it," he muttered as he turned away. The next day, the two men met again. "Why, Sam? Why did you? What did you do with my check? Did you gamble? Or did you drink it up?"
anh đã làm gì với cái chắc mà tôi đã gửi cho anh? Không lẽ
tôi cũng gửi cho anh? No sacrifices. As he pulled out of his dirty shirt pocket and told why he hasn't cashed it. Listen, friend, the lawyer said, what makes that check good is not your clothes or appearance, but my signature. Go on, cash it. He told me in one unremember what Jesus told, I will ask my Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it is neither seen him or knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Our hope of Christian is full, not because our effort to do good, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. And because of that, Paul is wishing the Roman church, you are full of hope because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to use that to wish you, all of you, full of hope in the Holy Spirit. There is a lady named Rose, and every Valentine comes, and the new husband gives her a bouquet of rose that with the message, I love you more than last year. And every new year comes, and there is a knock on the door. And when Rose opened the door, and before that fly, a bouquet of rose very bright. And the husband every year thought about that and gave in the meantime of Valentine's Day. And after, there was some unfortunate thing happened. One year, the husband was lost in a car accident before the Valentine. And on the next Valentine, she heard a knock on the door. And she opened the door, and before, there's a bouquet of rose lying. He thought, maybe he has pre-ordered before the accident. So he took the flowers and put it and display it before her husband's picture. And after many years, one year, the rose was living in sadness. And on the Valentine's Day, the next morning, she heard some bell ring. She opened the door, and then another bouquet of flowers there. And so Rose was angry. She took up a pick of the phone to call the florist, who has brought the mini bouquet. Are you playing a joke on my suffering? The florist said, dear lady, no. All these flowers have been sent to you. It's been prepaid. And your husband always arranged this arrangement. If you look inside, you will see a card that he wrote a year before. So Rose opened the card and reads. And there's a long letter inside the card. I just want to summarize it that Rose has read. She said, she read, dear loving Miller, I hope you won't be bothered by many difficulties. I know that you are single. You are alone. And that there are so many lovely words. And so the rose has been sent to you every year. And think about those rituals we have together. And so many other words. And he said, you will never receive this bouquet if you do not want to receive it. Of course, the florist would never come. When I read all this thing, I remember the love of God. Our Jesus said, although you are suffering, I give you my body, to get it at the bridge. I give you my blood to be a red carpet for you to walk on. I give you my heart to light the way and my arms open to welcome you. But you will not receive it if one day you refuse to accept my gift for you. The congregation saw a very secure and means that our home will be full by the Holy Spirit. We will not receive if one day we refuse to accept this gift. And this morning, when I woke up, I was wondering, I don't know which tie to choose. Maybe I choose a record. I choose a light blue to bring hope in my heart. Or I choose a purple to talk about love. And finally, I chose this tie. And this is a tie that someone has loved me. A few months ago, when I chose this tie, I thought, maybe what we have today, maybe we don't have it tomorrow. In this world, what we have today, maybe we do not have it tomorrow, but in Christ, I hope that the hope will be full of joy and peace when we put hope. That you are full of hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you in this new year.